Chapter 12. There was nowhere on the island for Matt to clean himself up, so he had to wait until they were back in Copenhagen. He was cut and bruised, but elated at finding the treasure. However, just as Robin had warned him, there was no sign of Dad, or even any indication that he had ever been there. Harper gave instructions that the site was to be preserved and left it to Catherine to organize the purchase of the land from the farmer who actually owned it.
"Buy the whole island if you have to," he said,
and gave her the names of three Danish officials and politicians she could talk to if there was a problem. Nothing was touched except for the artifacts and relics and documents that Matt and Robin had uncovered in the central chamber. These were carefully crated up and put on the helicopter to return with Harper and the others to the waterfall pyramid. Harper brushed aside the objections of Venture and Sven, both of whom argued that everything should be left intact and in situ.
"We have to know if this is indeed the treasure of St. John," Harper insisted. "And if it is, then we need to take it into safekeeping. Who knows what might happen to it otherwise? We're not the only people interested in it, you know, but we are the most trustworthy."
Venture said nothing, and Sven was silenced with some quiet words from Catherine. Matt did not hear what she said, but he could guess. A grant for his museum, a payoff of some sort. It seemed to be how Harper did business. To Harper, everything was business. At Copenhagen Airport, money also greased the wheels. But Matt did not object. Harper had organized rooms at a luxury airport hotel, and Matt was at last able to soak off the mud and dirt in a hot, deep bath. His whole body stung like hell from thousands of tiny scratches. They had 3 hours before Harper's plane would be leaving for Rio, and their luggage had been sent over from the other hotel. Matt spent over half the time just lying in the bath, occasionally topping it up with hot water and gradually feeling less of the pain. He tried not to think about how he had come by the scratches and bruises. It was over now. That was what mattered, just rats. But a part of his mind couldn't help but wonder if that was really what they were. Where had they come from? Where had they gone? When a car arrived and took him back to the runway, Matt wasn't surprised to find that Harper himself, along with both Venture and Robin, did not seem to have left the plane at all. "There's a shower," Robin pointed out as they strapped in for takeoff. "Everything we need. Why bother with the hotel?"
"Oh, I wish I'd thought of that," Matt said sarcastically.
"Well, you're a special case," she told him. "Thanks a bunch."
"I mean, you really did need a bath."
On the flight, Matt tried to tell Robin about the creatures in the tunnel,